The latest results from the Division of Elections this afternoon show Lisa Murkowski is now getting, without any challenges, more than 90% of the write-in votes cast last week in her bid to keep her seat in the U.S. Senate. Observers for Republican nominee Joe Miller have challenged another 9% of the votes, but most of those have been turned down by state elections officials. Those 4,300 challenged ballots could end up being recounted in court if Miller decides to contest the results. At issue is whether Murkowski's name is perfectly written, spelled correctly, and legibly. So far, after nearly 3 days of counting, only 828 ballots have been rejected for being improper. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
State law requires that for a write-in vote to count, the name on the ballot must be the same as that on the candidate declaration filed with the Division of Elections. Joe Miller's campaign staff insist there can be no deviation. Floyd Brown's a Miller campaign advisor who's nationally known for his visceral political activities, currently pushing to impeach Barack Obama. Brown met reporters in Juneau wearing a purple wristband with Lisa Murkowski printed on it. The Murkowski campaign had bought and distributed 75,000 of them this fall. Brown held his hand high, showing the band.
I'm going to suggest a standard that we can all agree on. And this is it, right here. This is a standard that Lisa Murkowski spent millions of dollars asking people to write in. This is a standard that she printed cards with. This is the standard that she printed these neat armbands with. This is the standard by which she asked the voters of Alaska to write her name in. And that's the simple standard that we want to be used in this election.
However, the state is using a definition from legal precedents, decisions made by the Alaska Supreme Court in several cases since statehood. The courts have interpreted the statute to include the voter's intention, not a vote based on perfect spelling or handwriting. Elections Director Gail Funumiai says if she can phonetically pronounce the name based on the handwriting she sees, it will count. Ben Ginsburg is an attorney known nationally for leading the legal process in the Florida recount of the 2000 presidential election, and more recently, the 2008 Minnesota race that saw Democrat Al Franken enter the U.S. Senate 8 months after that election. He's in Juneau on Murkowski's behalf and says the courts nationally and in Alaska are trending towards determining the voter's intention.
The object of voting is to enfranchise people. The object of voting is to have participation by the community in selecting their elected officials. People did that to an extraordinary degree to actually write the name on this ballot. And so I think it was probably a surprise to the Miller forces about how clean these ballots look, but they'll now have to be arguing that those Alaskans who may have put a C instead of a K or whose handwriting was a little bit illegible for whatever reason should be disenfranchised. I think that's unlikely.
From the counting floor, observers say they're seeing Miller observers beginning to make fewer challenges to write-in votes that seem to be perfect. The count is going slowly. The Division of Elections says it will definitely last into the weekend and could extend into next week. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.